Last week, Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated announced a joint venture with Coast Alaska designed to explore ways to improve the delivery of core services to public broadcasters across the state. Heading up the project will be Molly Kabler, who will now serve as the executive director of both Coast Alaska and APBI. Kabler is familiar to many listeners as the co-host of The Garden Show. She recently spoke with KCAW's Robert Woolsey about her new statewide leadership role in broadcasting.
Molly Kabler, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
There are people are dying for me to ask you something about gardening, but you cultivate something else besides plants.
Public media.
That's right. Molly Kabler is the executive director of Coast Alaska, and there's some big news in your life. You're not leaving Coast Alaska, but you're adding something else to your palette, Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated. Tell me how this joint venture got started, because you are now going to be the director of both, right?
Yes, that is true. I'm going to be the executive director of Coast Alaska, as I have been for almost a dozen years, and Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated, which is a small organization with a statewide footprint based in Anchorage. The previous executive director resigned last October, and the board of Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated decided to discuss the future and see what might make sense in terms of collaboration, looked around for partners in the state of Alaska to collaborate with, and approached the Coast Alaska Board of Directors and to see if they were interested in working together. And earlier this year in February, the two boards met face-to-face and discussed if they would be interested in working together and what that might look like. And at the end of that conversation, the first steps were to develop a joint venture between the two organizations and have a shared executive director.
Coast Alaska is the organization that the stations in Southeast Alaska, we have consolidated our administrative services and our engineering services, and we have a regional news director, Ed Schoenfeld. And Molly, you run that organization, and you have a staff based in Juneau mainly. Your offices are here in Sitka. And is Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated, is it a similar sort of organization outside of Coast Alaska? I mean, what makes it a good fit in your mind?
So both of the organizations, Coast Alaska and we'll call it APBI for short, are service bureaus. That's one way we've described them. So they're an organization that provides service to other organizations, and in our case, to all the public media stations in Alaska for APBI. So the Coast Alaska stations are part of a group buy for different programming sources. APBI manages the group buy. APBI manages the health insurance products. So they provide services to all of the stations around the state. Coast Alaska began providing just services to the stations in Southeast, so Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Juneau. And now Coast Alaska has expanded its footprint and provides services to 7 other stations around the state, including Bethel, Barrow, Dillingham, Sandpoint, Unalaska, Haines, and one of the stations in Anchorage. And so both of us are organizations providing different services to public media stations around the state. So that is a baseline for how we could work together. We both serve many of the same stations similarly. We don't run those stations. In Coast Alaska, there's a general manager and a staff and a board that work on local content and local fundraising. And it's similar for APBI, the services that are offered. Engineering, rural station engineering is a really big service offered by APBI. But neither organization runs stations.
Molly, what's the point of a joint venture? I mean, it's not a merger. It's not a takeover. It's Coast Alaska's executive director is being made director of APBI. And are you running two separate organizations, or is the idea to explore ways that they could overlap and maybe create some efficiencies?
Right now, I'm running two separate organizations. They each have their own board of directors, completely separate set of financing. But the plan is to understand how they could work much more closely together, and that's the point of having a shared executive director. And we look to the future to potentially collaborate more extensively, sharing staff. Could it be a merger? It could be, but we're not saying it will be because we have a lot to learn yet. So the joint venture means we have entered into a formal collaboration with each other. We have an MOU that outlines how it's going to work. And three members of each board of directors sit on the joint venture board committee.
Okay. And is there sort of a schedule for assessing how well it's going, or how do you know if it's working?
Right. The MOU states that we will be checking in on how it's working together at time points. And it doesn't have an end point. The joint venture is set in place to work until we're ready to take next steps.
What about the ARCS television system? This is kind of a new thing. Coast Alaska is not involved in television, except for KTOO, which has a television component. But ARCS is a large system.
ARCS is owned by the state of Alaska and run by contract. APBI has a contract with the state of Alaska to run the ARCS system and provide an ARCS help desk for people who use ARCS. That's a different thing than public media. It is a publicly owned media service, but it's a different service.
Does it require much management oversight? I mean, I think of your involvement in Coast Alaska, and you know, you're fairly hands-on in hiring engineers and keeping this system running in the background. People listening right now are getting the end product, but it's a huge undertaking to keep these stations going. Is it a similar effort with ARCS, or does the state keep that thing pretty much propelled and you just hold the tiller?
ARCS is run by the folks who work in Anchorage, and the content on it is chosen by a group of advisors that are involved in media. It's a mix of commercial media and public media. So ARCS itself does not create any media, unlike Coast stations that create all of the content that you hear during the day. The state owns the infrastructure, and APBI personnel help manage what is going through the infrastructure to be heard in the communities, and also works on the replacing and refurbishing and maintaining the equipment. We all know there's limited funding available from the state for public telecommunications, and so it's a legacy service, but a lot of people in rural Alaska depend on it for news and information every day.
How will viewers and listeners, well, let's talk about listeners first. How will they know this joint venture is working? Will there be any noticeable difference in what they're hearing on the radio?
At first, I don't think they'll hear anything different. Most of the stations that we work with are all programmed locally anyway, and so there's no plan to change that. Local station service will continue to be local station service. One of the things we understand is that there has been little to no federal funding available for equipment replacement. So some of our systems are pretty tired. And this is a time period when funding is really challenging for both operations and capital to repair and replace equipment. So one of the big challenges is to figure out how are we going to keep service going to Alaskans, and working together seems like the best direction to do that. So if I can do anything to help all of us work together to figure out the most efficient and the most effective way to keep service for everybody, then I'll be doing my job well.
Molly, what was attractive about this opportunity to you personally? I could easily see it going the other way. They approach you with this idea, how would you like to run both Coast Alaska and APBI? And you're going, are you out of your minds? But instead, you seem to sort of be embracing it. What does that mean?
I'm excited about it for a couple of reasons. One is the experiment that Coast Alaska has been for 20 years is described as successful across the nation by keeping local media local, but finding efficiencies to work together. And one of the things that happens when you work together is you learn a lot from each other, and you improve services because you have colleagues that do exactly the same thing you do. And so this is an opportunity for us to work together even more in the state, and I think that's the way we're going to survive and have a collectively strong public media system in the face of challenging economic times in our state.
When do you start up?
July 1st is the start date for the joint venture.
So is there going to be a limo taking you to work every day now?
No, the good part is I'm going to continue to live in Sitka and travel to Juneau, and now add traveling to Anchorage, as I have for years, traveling to Juneau and work with staff there. I have to say the staff that work at APBI are few and talented, and they'll continue to do, I'm sure, really great work. And I'm excited to have the opportunity to work with them and the work that they do keeping public media and ARCS and the Rural Engineering Service going.
Well, we look forward to seeing what happens.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Molly. Molly Kabler is the executive director of Coast Alaska. And as of July 1st, she's also the executive director of the Alaska Public Broadcasting Inc., or APBI. APBI and Coast Alaska are trying out a joint venture to improve broadcasting services throughout the state. Thanks for coming in, Molly.
You're welcome.